This goes to Amy, A-I-M-E-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-831-4306, regarding Mary Meal. It's M like Mary, I-E-L, date of birth 131 of 1947. Dear Ms. Johnson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Meal with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Also prior long-term exposure to meloxicam. Her last visit was November 22nd of 2022. She has been feeling well since her last visit. She did have a steroid injection into her left hip. The x-rays showed quite good joint space, and she has no limited mobility of that joint, but she does have a lot of pain every time she walks on that hip. She will be following up for further evaluation. She has gained 12 pounds over the last 14 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has stress incontinence without cloudiness or blood. She feels as if she's making adequate amount of urine and empty swell. She has edema that is stable, and she does follow a low-salt diet. And no chest pain, no palpitations, no dyspnea. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily, with potassium chloride 10 mil equivalent once a day. Calcium and vitamin D is also new, and she's not taking any vitamin D12 supplements anymore. Physical exam, her weight is 179 pounds and blood pressure 125 over 71. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 5th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.15 with estimated GFR 49, albumin 4.2, phosphorus is 3.6, calcium 9.6, electrolytes are normal with potassium of 3.9, sodium is 143, hemoglobin 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension that is well controlled. The patient should continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. She should follow a low-salt diet and avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.